Good morning and happy Sabbath. This is a story of two friends, Abby and Chance, sitting outside reading the Bible quietly when Chance asked Abby a question that has been on his mind.
Abby, I have a question.
What is it?
What does it mean to be a soldier in Christ?
That's a great question. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. I read, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is Jesus Christ, and the things that thou hast heard of among many witnesses, the same commandment thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that worth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier."
I still don't get it.
I didn't get it either when I first read this. So let me break it down. Have faith and believe in Jesus. Do you remember why it's important to have faith in Jesus? And can you give an example?
Because you can do anything when you have faith in him. An example would be Peter when he walked out to the sea to meet Jesus, but when he got scared, he started to sink because he took his eyes off of our Savior.
Yes, that's a good example. As a soldier, you keep your eye on one goal and strive towards it. Peter didn't strive to get to Jesus when he got scared and fled. Well, sink is more the word.
Is that all there is to be a soldier?
No. Faith and believing is one thing, but anyone can have faith and believe in anything.
Then what else is there to do?
Have a relationship with our Lord.
How do we do that?
We do it every week, like we are right now.
Read the Bible?
Yes. Everything we learn about our Savior is right here in the Bible, but it's more than just reading the Bible.
What do you mean?
What's the point in reading the Bible when you don't understand it?
Like studying, but not really understanding what you're studying?
That's a great example. It's better to understand one sentence than read a whole paragraph and learn nothing. So it's good to ask questions when you don't understand anything.
I'm going to ask you a lot of questions in the future.
I'll be happy to answer them. For now, let's discuss the crucial part of having a relationship with Jesus. Talking him through what?
Prayer?
Correct. Prayer is very important. It's like having a conversation with him.
Isn't that very one-sided?
It will feel like it in the beginning, but when you learn more and grow in Christ, it won't feel one-sided anymore. Have you been praying when you wake up, going somewhere before you eat or sleep?
No.
Don't fret about it. Just start praying from now on. If you remember you forgot to pray, pray right then and there. Apologize for not putting him first and ask for help to remember him.
All right, I can do that.
Great. Now let's get to the last part of being a soldier of Christ. Labor.
Labor?
Yes, we have to labor in the name of the Lord.
Abby.
All right, sorry. By laboring, I mean spreading the word. Like back in the day, soldiers walk and talk proudly about the person who they served. That's what we need to do. Talk and speak praises about our Savior Jesus Christ. About all he has done for us.
I don't know if I can do that.
It's okay if you can't do that now. I'm not asking you to start preaching to every person you meet. I don't like speaking about my religion too when I first started off. But now I'm almost always talking about Jesus to someone. Just a small mention of Jesus and his wonders can change many people's lives. That's all there is to be a soldier of Christ. Now give me a review about what we learned.
So, to be a soldier of Christ, have faith and believe in him. Have a relationship with him through his word and prayer and spread his word. Thanks for explaining this to me, Abby.
Of course. It's getting late. We should head aside now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, We thank you for the lesson we had today. I especially thank you for giving me the knowledge to answer Chance's question. I couldn't have done it without you, Lord, putting the words in my mouth. Lord, help us to be soldiers in your name and spread your name. We ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
How was the story? Good? Tell me what you learned. Tell me what they learned.
God, we can do anything.
Do anything with God's help? Who else wants to tell me something?
Clean up the mess.
Clean up the mess? Who else? All right. Who wants to pray?
God, thank you for today and for our blessings. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for today. Please help us. Thank you for us. Thank you. Thank you for us, family, for loving us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.